Good morning and welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I am your host, Barbara J. Faison, and I am in my group online on Facebook with my partners in practice in the group. And we are here to do our daily practice of getting still so we can go out into the world and be the amazing people that we are. So it is going to be a lovely day. Good morning, Yvette. Come on in. I do not own the rights to this music.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It is already a lovely day. It is already a lovely day. So I thank you all for being here with me. Quick roll call before we start our practice. We have in the house Patricia Coleman, Yvette Lee, Jennifer Bliss, Annie Jackson. It looks like someone else is in here, but I don't see them listed. So, you doing the happy dance? All right. So, that is who I see. There is someone else out there. So, welcome. Whether you are sharing your name or not, we're glad you're here because that just means you're in practice with us as well. And I know sometimes Facebook can be a little funky. So, we're going to get started with our practice of pulling our card for the week to kind of guide us through the week. And we're doing this from our Daily Affirmations, A Year in Bloom by Melissa Reyes. And I hope you all had a good weekend. Okay, grace. Oh, one of my favorite words. Grace, let that awe-inspiring sense of spirit fill you. And this is a picture, a close-up picture of a beautiful flower. Grace, let that awe-inspiring spirit fill you. Yes, grace is a beautiful thing. And we're going to do this week, we're going to do our Louise Hay Wisdom Cards. We'll do these this week and just allow an affirmation to kind of guide us throughout the day. So we'll keep it light and simple and see what comes up for us today. And I think this is it because it wouldn't go in there. All right, so this says, I'm willing to see my magnificence. And this woman is tall and regal. And on the back it says, if I think that I'm a bad person, I get a negative feeling. However, if I change the thought, the feeling disappears. If I think that I am a bad person, I get a negative feeling. However, if I change the thought, the feeling disappears. And you are magnificent, ladies and gents, whoever else has joined. Susan has joined us. Hey, Susan. Andy's joined, and so has Monica. So welcome in. That's right, Susan, you're out of school today. So thanks for joining us because you could be sleeping in. So thanks for joining us, Susan. I'm willing to see my magnificence. And I encourage you, as you're seeing your magnificence, to see the magnificence in others today as well because they are simply a direct reflection of who we are, and what we see is a reflection of what we see in ourselves. So just know that you are magnificent, and no matter who you come across today, they are equally magnificent, and just go with that. All right, so let's get ready to do our practice, our morning practice. And our practice will begin with this tone. I will guide you. It is called a slice of silence because at some point in time, there will be complete silence in our meditation. And in that silence, simply just continue to breathe and learn to be comfortable with what may feel uncomfortable. And it may only feel uncomfortable just because you haven't done it enough times. It's like anything else. Everything is practice. The more we sit and be in our space of quiet and silence, the more comfortable we will eventually get. And then we can carry that out into the world. That's what the whole practice is. So we're going to get comfortable and seated or lying down and make sure that your back is straight and nothing is crossed, excuse me. And then if you are lying flat, just make sure that you're flat and we will begin our practice. I will guide you during the meditation. Just simply listen for my directions. And if you start to have thoughts that you're not happy with, just remember to return to your breath. That's simply it. Just return to your breath and just say the words thank you as you return to your breath, because that is really what we want to be in thanks at all times. Okay, so let's begin our practice. We'll begin by taking three deep breaths together. We'll breathe in, hold, and release with a loud sigh. Breathe in, hold, and release with a loud sigh. And our final breath together, let's breathe in, hold, and release. And just allow your body to settle in. And as you're sitting and breathing, I want you to put both of your hands right in the center of your body, right above your navel. It's like giving yourself a little hug right across your belly. This is the area of our solar plexus, the area of our confidence, our internal guidance. And I just want us to sit and breathe and hold that space. And just breathe in and breathe out at your own rate, pace, and rhythm. Allowing yourself to see the magnificence of who you are. Just imagine that you're walking into a space and your light is preceding you. And as you walk in, the light is just filling the room. And the people that are there are just in awe at the light that you bring. The magnificence that you bring. And with every breath, just feel that light expand and grow. And feel that knowing in your body of how amazing and magnificent you are. Just continue to watch yourself as people come and talk to you. And watch how they are connecting with you. And you can see the sense of awe in their faces. And just continue breathing and keeping that image, sense, or feeling in your mind. Feeling your magnificence just continue to grow beyond where you are, outside of the space and the room you're in. And going out into the universe. And just breathe with that sense of magnificence and awe. And feel the joy that you feel by showing up in all of your glory and magnificence. And just feel the gratitude of knowing how beautiful, magnificent, and awe-inspiring you are. And just continue to breathe in the silence and allow the silence to continue to feed and nurture you. I am willing to see my magnificence. I am safe. I am calm. I am the creator of my amazing life. My experiences are awesome and awe-inspiring. I trust myself. I know that life always supports me. My direction is clear and I move with ease and grace. I love myself. I am grateful. I open my heart to experience more love. My words are powerful and I speak them with passion and purpose. My words are well received by all. My thoughts lead me to my next step and I'm grateful. I am open to all of life's unlimited possibilities. My connection to the divine is strong and I listen for guidance. I am loving, I am lovable, and I am loved. Everyone loves me and always wants to help me. I allow my light to shine. I am magnificent. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together and place your left hand over your left eye and your right hand over your right eye. Let's take a deep breath in together and exhale. Open your eyes. Take a look around. Smile and be grateful for this moment. Let's just do a few thank yous, clapping our hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. I thank you so much for tuning into the Why Struggle podcast. We'll be here tomorrow at the same time. And remember to get out in nature if you can today, to stop and breathe and savor life and all of its beauty. And to know that it starts with you, it starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.